Okay, so let's talk a little bit about threat intelligence. So if you get into cybersecurity, threat intelligence will become a lot of what you interact with to determine if something really happened. So threat intelligence, let's talk about what's called open source intelligence or OSINT, OSINT, OSINT. So basically, that is websites that you can go to that they're open to the public. And you can research whether it be a blacklisted IP address, whether a file's known to have a virus, a website is known to have a virus, just different things like that. But these are all open source, which means they're free to be used. The information is free. There's lots of them. So it's basically publicly available sources. That provide the information so that you know if something is bad or not. So I used when I was an analyst, I used open source intelligence both when I worked for an in-house cybersecurity team and working as a managed services team where we provided security to lots of people. Both used open source intelligence. So let's talk about vulnerability database. So those are databases. They're an essential part of threat intelligence. They're reports of vulnerabilities that will help direct an organization with its defense. So those, we talked about a zero-day attack when somebody attacks you with something brand new. So that's a vulnerability that's never been seen, never been heard of. Boom. Well, a vulnerability database keeps track of all the known ones, and not only that, but also tells you, the best way to defeat them, what software they came in, what weakness they are, et cetera, et cetera. And then indicators of compromise, IOCs. These are telltale signs that an attack has taken place and may include file signatures, log patterns, and other evidence left behind by the attackers. IOCs may also be found in file or code repositories that offer the intelligence information. So, IOCs are basically a pattern that the bad guys have used before, and when you see it, you know it. So, like, if somebody has gone to a particular website in the past and it's been bad, it'll tell you why. And then if it's malware coming from that site, when the malware is used on yours, you'll see indications of that. You might see that IP address. So you might run that IP address through a database and find out it's bad. But you can look for indicators of compromise. Like with internal actors, if a common one is if somebody works 9 to 5, and all of a sudden, they're back in at 10, 11 o'clock at night doing some quote unquote work. That may be an indicator of compromise as well. But you're looking for patterns in that instance. And there are filed and code repositories that are online that you can check code against. So there's one called VirusTotal where you can upload a file and it will check it for you. Some companies will have a sandbox that you can run a program in to look for bad code, bad files, things like that, all different sources of intelligence.